This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the petrostate of Venezuela, these persistently low oil prices have produced a widespread economic emergency. Food and medicine are scarce. Venezuelans are asking for help from anyone they can, including our reporter visiting from the U.S. Marketplace's Scott Tong has an ongoing series we call Resource Curse. Here's his story today.
When we found out we were pregnant, what we did back then was...
Yasmin Utrera is the translator I hired in Venezuela. He set up interviews, he arranged travel. But before any of that, he asked me to bring him something from America. Diapers. For her.
Then you cannot buy, like, clothes, for example.
Baby Isa is 5 months old, and it's getting hard to cover her bottom.
Elenita, una preciosa.
Say something.
What is it?
There's a shortage of flour, rice, nappies. The problem is the country only makes oil. It imports everything else.
With the drop in oil prices, now we have less money to import food. So that means we're going to have less food in the supermarkets. So scarcity is going to get worse.
It doesn't appear Venezuela makes any diapers at home, perhaps because the government sets really low selling prices. In Yasmin's slum, everybody is hurting. So for those who can afford it, they buy in the black market. He takes me over to an old friend, Nazareth, who's his diaper dealer. Every morning before dawn, she lines up outside the supermarkets and buys whatever she can to scalp.
We have a network of resellers. We talk about what our clients need. If I need 10 bags of diapers, my colleagues will give me diapers and I'll trade them for rice or flour.
She sells coffee at 10 times the normal price. Corn flour, 25x.
Sugar, coffee, corn flour, and rice are really hard to find. People know it, so we're savvy enough to ask for good money.
Nazareth quit her day job as a parking attendant to do this. Before, she made minimum wage each month. Now she earns double that in a day. Now, her customer, Yasmin, is okay with that, even though he gets a friend discount of zero.
If you have to work, you don't have time to line for food or for diapers or for milk. You know, you pay someone else to do what you have no time to do.
But my local photographer, Jorge Galindo, finds Nazareth, well, he wants to punch her. To him, these scalpers are ripping off morality.
Before, only the politicians screwed the people. Now the people screw the people. They all want a piece of the corruption pie.
Nazareth apologizes for nothing. This petrostate is a wreck, and she's simply trying to survive. And it is risky. She says once a fight broke out in line right next to her. One guy split another guy's head open with a can of milk. So now, she says, milk doesn't come in cans anymore. In Caracas, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.